This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Always loved that song of the Beatles. Carl, of course, there's always a reason behind the music he plays. The Red and Blue album.
They came out today.
Came out today in the mid-70s.
Yeah. And 70s. So the Blue album was all the later songs, and the Red album was all the early songs.
Okay.
Paul hated it. Because he didn't. That's why they re-released him last year.
Yeah, okay.
2 years ago.
He didn't like the way it was mixed or something?
No, okay. They weren't involved in it. And so they expanded them and added all the songs that were covers. And it's much better. And had the very last song, that Now and Then song on it.
Ah,
but now he's okay with
now,
it.
Now you know, in case you were wondering. All right, I mentioned this a little bit in the last hour. Kim and I were chatting about it. And that is this MEC complaint that's been filed by Tom Wilson, I believe, against County Executive Sam Page with the Missouri Ethics Commission. And I asked County Councilman Mark Harder to join us this morning to talk a little bit more about that. Mark, how are you?
Hey, Kim. Hey, Mark. How you doing?
Doing great. Great to get you on this morning. You know, I was reading specifically the complaint in here about this, and it looks like state law is pretty clear on this, that you can't spend taxpayer money to advocate for or against a proposition. Is that right?
That's the way we read it, and the way this we've been saying this all along, and this citizen filed this complaint with the Missouri Ethics Commission about a week ago, and so that's what you're referring to. And it details pretty much what's been going on in this whole case from the beginning to current times. And we're seeing that County Executive Page has been spending resources of St. Louis County towards propping up his side of this argument, which is to be no on Prop B. And when you do these type of propositions or things like this, this is a proposition that changes our charter. You know, we have to be agnostic on this. You can't take a side. You can present the facts on both sides accurately, but you can't take a side. And he's taken a side, and he's skewed the information that's on his propaganda about his side.
Yeah, it says, I was reading a story yesterday sent to me, that in the 8-day before election filing with the Missouri Ethics Commission, Protect St. Louis Freedom took in $185,000 in contributions. The biggest contributor was the Page PAC, which made a $100,000 contribution. So they're supporting this Protect St. Louis Freedom committee, which is opposed to Prop B. But that's PAC money, right? That's different than county dollars.
That is PAC money, and basically what that is, there's a group called Page PAC that represents Sam Page's interests. They have contributed what you have reported there, over 100 grand, to another PAC that didn't have hardly anything in its treasury a few months ago, and now has accumulated almost 200,000 in their pack, and they're using that to pay for these mailings that many of us have received recently. They've done three of these mailings into the St. Louis County area, plus right. other things. What this MEC report is alleging is that county printing has been done. The county logo is on some of the handouts that have been given out at meetings and things like that. There's also a postcard that actually is signed or has at the bottom of it paid for by County Executive Sam Page. So he uses his title and everything. And so whether he paid for that or not, you know, this is, we don't know until we see the receipts if this is being paid for by county taxpayers, but that's what it says at the bottom of the postcard, plus many others.
What happens from here? Because Election Day is Tuesday. Is it a day late and a dollar short, or what can be done at this point?
It depends on how fast the Missouri Ethics Commission acts. I'm hoping they act faster than normal. And basically they would rule and make a decision, and the penalty is usually a financial a penalty of some type to either Sam Page directly or to the campaign that's putting out the information. So.
And it may be too late between now and next Tuesday for them to make a ruling. I don't know, but it's important for people to know what's going on. I've got that flyer you were talking about in my hand. I got the postcard in the mail. It had been addressed to my son. And for some reason was forwarded to my home address now in St. Charles County, but I did get to look at it. It does say paid for by County Executive Sam Page, but right at the bottom.
They could still make a decision after Election Day, right? Yeah, it's not like they could still find that he was in violation and fine him after the fact.
They could.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, yes. They can take up to, you know, 90 days or more to get through this and do their own investigation. But right now I think the voters of St. Louis County have to understand what's going on behind the scenes and how he's pushing back on this. And, you know, it's the old phrase, him protest too much. And there is something else here, and he's covering up some things that we're not seeing in the background of this whole of this issue. He's pushing pretty hard on this to make sure that people vote no on this. And we want people to vote yes on this amendment, which will change our charter and give us some oversight over his people.
Well, Mark, we appreciate your time, my friend. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, guys. Talk to you later.
Councilman Mark Harder there. I am a yes on Prop B. It's on the voter guide, 971talk.com.
Get more at 971talk.com.